Good afternoon. Today I want to rescue chemistry from two opposite mistakes. Some people think chemistry explains life. Others think life is mysteriously beyond chemistry. Both are wrong. Chemistry is necessary. And chemistry is not enough. Let me start with a simple picture. Imagine a box full of Lego pieces. Chemistry gives you the pieces. Different shapes. Different ways to snap together. Some sticks, some bends, some breaks. That's already amazing. But here's the uncomfortable truth. If you shake the box long enough, you don't get a Lego city. You get noise. This is the key idea today. Chemistry creates possibility. Organization creates persistence. And those are not the same thing. Chemistry is special because it gives you choices. Some things stick. Some don't. Some reactions happen only if conditions are right. That selectivity matters. Without it, you can't build anything interesting. So yes, chemistry is required. But chemistry alone does not care what it builds. Most chemical reactions go nowhere. They fizzle, cancel, destroy previous structure, or burn themselves out. The universe is full of chemistry. Life is rare. That tells you something. Here's a story. Early researchers once thought that if we just mixed the right chemicals, life would pop out automatically. They were wrong. What they made was soup. Interesting soup. Reactive soup. Dead soup. Life needs more than reactions. It needs boundaries, repair, controlled flow, and timing. Those are not chemical properties. Those are organizational achievements built using chemistry. Let me explain boundaries. A reaction without a boundary leaks everywhere. Energy escapes. Resources mix. Noise overwhelms signal. Life requires compartments. Not walls for protection, walls for control. A boundary that can't regulate exchange is a prison. A boundary that can regulate exchange is a cell. Chemistry gives membranes. Organization decides how they are used. Now let's talk about metabolism. People think metabolism means using energy. That's not quite right. Metabolism means keeping the system intact while things are constantly breaking. Repair. Replacement. Balancing inflow and outflow. A rock doesn't need metabolism. A flame doesn't either. Anything that persists while actively falling apart does. This is why replication alone fails. You can copy a fragile structure perfectly and still lose it immediately. Life requires replication and maintenance and error correction and boundaries. Miss one and collapse wins. Here's an important shift in perspective. Life is not a substance. It's not a special material. Life is a phase. Like ice or steam, same ingredients, different organization. Below a certain threshold, organization collapses. Above it, organization sustains itself. Life is that sustained regime. This is why arguing about the moment life began misses the point. There wasn't a magic switch. There was a region where repair improved, boundaries stabilized, replication stopped being suicidal. Cross that region and things stop disappearing. So let me be very clear. Life is not guaranteed. But it is not miraculous. It's rare in possibility space. Common in survivorship space. We only see what lasts. Here's today's takeaway. Chemistry opens the door. Organization decides whether anything stays inside. Next time, we'll stop circling the word at life and finally say what it really is in this framework. Not a definition. A phase change. And once that clicks, a lot of old debates quietly vanish. See you next class.